wiped out. And so what's our function unless a large subdivision comes in? I mean, maybe we don't get a chance to see many of these, but my opinion in Midway is we'd probably see more of this type of development than we would on a large-scale subdivision going forward. So if it's all on staff, you know, where's the public input? Where's the check and balance with what's going on?
So my understanding is nothing changes from a preliminary approval standpoint. It's still going to come to Planning Commission. Plus, there's going to be a public meeting for each of these applications where there hasn't been in the past. It's just after that point, correct me if I'm wrong, after our recommendation for preliminary approval or denial or whatever, we don't see it again. Final approval is in the hands of staff.
And instead of our recommendation for approval or whatever to City Council, our recommendation for staff. Approval is to whoever, to this group or staff, right?
Right.
Or whatever.
So,
and really, the bar for preliminary could be set at the same level for final. In other words, you could make sure that everything you're looking at is 100% polished up at preliminary. That could be the way it's written into the code.
And if it's not, and it happens to come to us, it could be continued.
So,
right?
The way the state code is set up for continuing, it basically gives the Planning Commission one chance to look at it. There's not a way to continue it further, is our understanding of it. Now, state code.
You're basically going to deny it if there's things missing, you're going to deny it.
You don't continue. Either you recommend for approval, you recommend for denial, and come back with more information, kind of deal, right?
Correct.
Yep.
Okay.
That is correct.
So I like where you're going with that, Michael, and that's kind of been my thought from the beginning of the presentation. Was feels like we need to tighten the purse strings for a submittal. Yeah. So if they're coming, it's like our ducks are in a row that I know there's kind of loosey-goosey, maybe some zoning or other things within our general plan that could be revisited and, you know, more acutely look at to say, okay, you know, are these possible loopholes to expedite things that maybe aren't wanted with the vision we have?
Yeah,
just because it's leak, I mean, we found these through the years in my, you know, 3 years here now, is there are these kind of loopholes. Now, there's not people taking advantage of them all the time, but they do come up, and it's just like, well, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's in the code. If they're doing what is allowed, we can't say to it, it's not an opinion factor, this doesn't turn all of our ability into being able to, you know, whatever we say goes. But just from our standpoint now, being stripped away of a certain amount of check and balance, like Andy is referencing, maybe gives us more thought into, you know, how. So okay, that's the new reality. How can we offset that with more of a check and balance from the start? To protect, to guard that.
Yeah.
Let's use tonight's agenda item as an example. If that came before us under this new law, this new scenario, and there's this question about the drive, the street and the driveway, it meets code and everything, what would our options be to either recommend it maybe with a condition, or to deny it, work it out, come back?
Yeah, those are really the two options, either recommend approval with or without conditions, or recommend denial.
So we're hoping that before they come to us, they've already resolved this issue of where the road would have been and where the driver would be. Like, it's something that they would have already resolved before it actually came?
Nothing really would have changed.
Process, we would probably handle that part a little bit differently. Since we have such an extended process right now with two Planning Commission meetings, two City Council meetings, we can work that out through the process.
Right.
Changing this, we would say, hey, this needs to be worked out now. You either move the road or you work something out with the neighbor, or we're not moving on. We're going to, we're going to say it doesn't meet code, it's not going to the Planning Commission. So things would be looked at slightly different with this shortened approval process.
It's also interesting, the code says with respect to a preliminary application to subdivide land, an administrative land use authority may receive public comment and hold no more than one public hearing. you're not required to have a public hearing for a public meeting.
Right.
So a
but
lot
in
of
the
this
past, we never had any public
right,
hearing.
There's no requirement to do it now either.
No, there's not.
Right.
Yeah, so that's one of the menu items that the state gives us is, are we going to require public hearings or not? And I'm pretty sure with knowing the city council, they want a public hearing. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the direction we're heading.
But as a if a land use authority is approved or appointed, you don't have to.
No.
Yeah, you don't have to. It's not a requirement.
And regardless of what the city council says. And that's why I think there should be some other person, people, that are also incorporated in this process.
So this is so Mark's comment and this situation has me thinking about, because I maybe I should know, but what is the process of rezoning a piece of property or the property in Midway that's out there? What does that process look like? Because Mark's, it was true, we had what we had in front of us tonight to deal with, and then talking about not letting, you know, as many homes be built on a piece of property, they are two different discussions.
They are. And so
when do we have this discussion? And how easy or hard is this discussion?
This discussion meaning rezoning?
Yeah,
the rezoning discussion as far as, hey, we've got a piece of property out there. Right now it would allow, you know, 12 homes to be put on it. We think that's too many. That should be, you know, with the new direction that Midway wants to go, it should be four. What does that even look like? And maybe this is too long of a discussion for tonight, but I just maybe a simple explanation.
Yeah, so that discussion is really completely different from this one we're having, but that discussion would be really the seat for changing zoning is in the general plan. That's where you look at what's in the general plan, and the idea is that's kind of our guiding light for land use. And so in the general plan, the seat's planned is that, yeah, we want to, you know, cut density in half in Midway. That's where it would need to be written in first, and then you would take a look at either your zoning code or your zoning map to make that happen.
Yeah, and so you said that was a separate discussion than this one we're having right now, but kind of is and kind of isn't. One feeds the other in a way.
Well, one feeds the other, but when somebody applies for a subdivision, you can't change the rules on them. They're vested under that code that's in place.
Right.
When they hand in a complete application.
Right.
So you need to change the rules before somebody hands in an application. Literally, what we're looking at tonight is the process for handling a land use application for single-family homes, two-family homes, or townhomes.
Yeah.
So that's all we're looking at with this, is the process for that type of land use development.
No, I got it. So all I'm thinking about is how do we get ahead of ourselves a little bit so that when they do bring this in a year from now, right, and they say, I want to build 15 homes on this property, we have already done what we needed to do to make that not possible anymore.
Yeah, well, it's already set up in state code with that process. It requires noticing property owners, having a public hearing, and so, you know, if somebody owns land, they're going to be very interested in the zoning changing. So it's a process.
Yeah,
and
I would assume it is.
Public hearing before the Planning Commission, public hearing before the City Council on that issue.
Okay, all right, so back to this conversation now.
Yeah.
So I just have a question. When someone's putting in a preliminary application and we have 15 days to approve that, is that because of the things that aren't in order, their ducks aren't in a row when they're putting them in, does staff have that ability within 15 days to review and send that back and forth before it even goes to?
There's 15 days to review if it's a complete application.
Okay.
And then you start the review cycle for approval. So there's a 15-day period.
That's the key.
So you would.
Yeah. So you just have to be very, you've got to be on top of rejecting things that aren't complete. Because if you don't reject it, I think the argument's going to be made that you accepted it as a complete.
Clock was ticking.
So they're submitting something that has to be complete. And then it's approved and then comes before.
But, you know, right now, sometimes people will submit things and then say, oh, yeah, we'll get them to you. Just hold on our application. We're not going to have that luxury to hold on people's applications.
Yeah, I see this just front-loading the process. You know, now it starts when they start meeting with Michael. They submit an application, it might not be complete, and it might take 3 months. It's still going to take 3 months, but most of it's going to be up front, and it's not even going to be considered until everything's ready to go.
Yeah, so we'd get a complete application. If we have that, that'll be the 15, when the 15, well, we get an application, we determine in the first 15 days if it's complete.
So you're still doing a lot of work.
But it also says no later than 20 business days after the day on which the application submits a plan, the municipality should complete a review of the applicant's final subdivision land use application for a residential subdivision for a single family dwelling, two family dwelling, or townhome, including all subdivision plans. So it's more than just the 15 days.
It's 35 days.
That's the final review.
35 for preliminary approval if we waited up 15 days to tell them they were complete. And so if they're not complete, we're not going to start that next clock in 20 days.
Planning approval, engineering approval, MSD approval, water approval, irrigation approval.
In a way, yes, because there's still final approval that can be up to 80 days.
A couple questions. How many of the public are aware, here's what our elected officials are doing to prevent the development?
Only the developers.
Only the developers and the guys running for office. But I'm curious, is it MSD and Midway City are different entities?
What's MSD?
Midway Sewer District, Sanitation District.
Do those two clocks start at the same time?
I don't see a separate review process for an MSD or something like that. I mean, it's all just, I think it's all supposed to fall under one umbrella.
And if it doesn't say that, next year it probably will.
So we're talking the fire approval, engineering. There's a lot
that has to happen, right? That's why I think you've got to be so careful. But on the flip side, unless somebody comes in, an incredibly organized person who has everything, who has a complete application on day one, which is going to send everyone scurrying, you're going to know this is coming along. Everyone's going to be aware of it. And when you do get something to start your 15 days, it should be complete. So in some ways, maybe we won't be doing the chasing for stuff that we're doing now. We waste a lot of time going back and forth chasing for stuff. We still need this. We still need this. No. We're not even going to start that review process until we have it all.
So one thought I had is I was really kind of blown away, but I guess impressed with staff's presentation on the sign updates for Midway City and the 42-page document that clarified. And of course, on the outset, as was explained, well, you know, you think it's a couple signs. I mean, what is this, 3 pages? And it's like, but once you start getting into it, it's like, wow, okay, now I get it. So on that note, I guess, is there, and more in line with my thought was, is there other things that we can do to cross-examine our process with that kind of fervor? Because we were pretty fervent about Midway signs. And I guess not only just as a planning commission, but to help the people who come. So when they come, that their process can be expedited and just, you know, I mean, if people are doing everything right, we don't want to just bog them down in red tape. But I'm kind of thinking out loud on this as usual, but I was really impressed with your sign business. And I just, wow, if that were to be applied to everything, man, we'd be set.
You know,
there'd be no questions on anything because it's delineated.
Yeah, one of the first things we talked about, because I think one of the ideas of this is that the state legislature is telling us, have your codes the way you want them and then enforce them, right? So the first question we had when this came out was, are our codes the way we want them? Kind of going to your question, Travis, is like, do you need to revisit? And Michael explained that really over the last few years, you've gone through all sections of your codes and you basically have
Yeah, all
that.